I want to mention something that kind of is a little side on this issue about the good and evil. It turns out, for example, the Rockefeller Foundation kind of destroyed a lot of the electrophysiology issues over a century ago, including the Rife technology. And the only surviving things are like electroencephalogram, electrocardiogram. But it turns out that, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday extensively, how the bioelectric currents in the body and the photon maser, if you call biophotons, actually regulate life. Part of the reason why we haven't conquered disease, including cancer, part of the reason why we haven't had a godly financial system is that ungodly people have been managing and controlling it. Part of the reason why we're polluting the planet rather than having clean energy is because we don't even want to recognize the fact that we have clean coal technology. I took care of the people working the clean coal technology in Wyoming and Colorado when I worked there. And the only thing coming out of the top of our smokestacks in Colorado Springs and Denver was white fluffy clouds with no heavy metals, no nitric oxide, and no toxins. But people believe lies. And they also want, we have a bifurcation between Tier 1 science and Tier 2, and it's all by evil. In fact, these agencies like the CIA, it's my contention that since the assassination of JFK, the CIA and these secret agencies have within them, if you want to call it a tumor, a very evil, self-serving people that want to run the world from their secret orders that are connected transnationally around the world. And this is really bad. It means, in other words, the secret orders that are dark are tied to secret agencies that are running everything, including corporate boards of transnational corporations, advanced technology that could solve a lot of our problems, and they don't want it to the public. They want population reduction. They don't want science to cure cancer or autism. They want to push up more vaccines that will alter behavior, even genetics. And they want to create a hell on Earth, and they're working toward it. You can see step by step by step, the globalists have a satanic order. It's not just a religious thing. It's the entire way that they want human beings to live. I mean, what's called the Resilient Cities Project is a good example. They met something like 30 times with Obama, and they want eventually to have a vastly reduced population. They think, they say by 2025, they want the population of America reduced to something like 65 million in giant super cities with everybody having a 400-square-foot apartment. I mean, it really is satanic craziness. And people don't grasp just how over the top it is, do they?
Well, I mean, it's all craziness. It's the craziness that the White House is inflicting the last few hours of the Obama mandate by attacking Trump with Russia and all this business with Russia. Okay, whatever. Who cares? I mean, the satanic establishment is established at the peak of the Christian religion because they have infiltrated the Vatican. That is one of the things right. that I demonstrate in Volume 3 of my Confessions, which is coming out right. In a few months. Because I have demonstrated that there is actually, I show photos and stuff, there is a satanic group operating in the Vatican. I mean, this is important that people know, and I actually indicate even where they meet, the place, the church in the Vatican where they meet in secret and do this satanic, this pagan satanic rituals. So we are in front of an unprecedented leak of information in the era of information going freely through the internet and leaking the truths that the powerful would like to hide. So this is the era really in which everything is revealed in a way, no? Right. There is no truth that will not be revealed in this age, which is really at the same time so dangerous because it shows us that we are very weak in front of these very powerful individuals and their billions of dollars, their assets and everything else. Right. We have, of course, Trump has nominated people that are favorable for normalizing the relations with Russia. I think that's great. I mean, really, this whole dichotomy, this whole Cold War kind of setup, wanting to constantly oppose Russia as the enemy, I think it went out of fashion at the end of the 80s. Because by the 90s, when this Cold War ended, and there was no need anymore to inflict on the American people this constant propaganda saying Russia is evil, Russia is evil, Russia is evil. So at one point, we saw how even Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were quite friendly with Vladimir Putin, and everybody else was. So what right. happened later? It happened that people like George Soros, people like the Rothschilds, other people saw that it's increasingly difficult to subject Russia to their new world order, to inflict on them the same kind of governments, puppet governments, that in the rest of the Western world, unfortunately, we saw happening. Because right. Tony Blair is the biggest puppet ever to come out of politics, as well as the Bushes, who really were completely in league with the devil. The Bushes have not been, and they are the ones, I think, really to blame for the end of the Republican Party as we know it.
Oh, yeah.
The Republican Party now is something different. That's why we feel that Trumpians is a more appropriate name. But of course, you know, it's the way I view it, and the way I want to promote it also here in Italy with Italian for Trumps, Italian Trumpians. That is something that in the next few months is gonna take the scene. When it comes to the U.S. election, I think that Putin has not interfered as much as they are stating, because who interfered in reality is from within the U.S. and is those people who, at one point, like Steve Pitsnick said 10 days before the election, started to bring the intelligence community together against Hillary Clinton, because she was a dangerous individual. And so at that point, they were the ones who actually favored the leak of information towards WikiLeaks, towards the various media, which definitely didn't publish fake news. The fake news is really the weapon of propaganda, and actually fake news became also the subject that even the Pope arrived and started to talk about fake news being the same as when somebody eats poop. I mean, come on. I mean, the Pope really has never said something so more ridiculous than that. At the same time, the Pope, though, said something that should comfort us. He says, maybe I will not stay in power for more than 4 years. And now, being next year, the fourth year, 2017, we hope that Pope Francis will soon leave. Because Pope Francis is a communist. He's a communist, and he's basically somebody who is in league with the Clinton Foundation, that unfortunately, together with George Soros, has become the number one enemy to defeat, because the New World Order in their hands is a tool of this liberal agenda that wants to mix sexes, races, everything, and create a human that is not anymore a man, a woman, is something different. It's right. Their own idea, which is completely sick. They want basically at the end to deprive women of their womanhood, because they themselves want to produce the future beings of tomorrow in a laboratory.
Right.
That's what
right.
I'll
give you an example, and I had a presentation in 1992 to the Canadian Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology, so I did extensive research. I met in Zurich in March of 1997 with Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland, their international board. And I can tell you from my research, it's very evident that the globalists want to outlaw wild human reproduction. They want to be able to do polar body exclusion of specific genes. They want to genetically engineer the next level of the human race. They want to make sure that, just like at Cambridge University, they're talking about Z rather than he or she. They don't want to have a sex. They want a sexless drone class that doesn't reproduce, but they can take a punch biopsy of your forearm and make sperm and eggs now. Did you know that? They can actually take a punch biopsy of your forearm and make sperm and eggs and make human beings genetically engineered. And even with the CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, they can transfer genes from any phyla, species, or genera, plant or animal, and actually create a new transhuman that basically never existed before. And people have to understand this, that, you know, things like the Marvel Comics superhumans that have superhuman capacities are translated from other species and genera. This is real now. Okay, and what's so satanic about it is they want to get rid of human reproduction and the connectedness of the human race to parents and grandparents and the overall race. They want to make sure that they become the mom and pop, and that the laboratory basically has a birthing ceremony for the citizen that has a license to reproduce, whether it's two males, two females, or even inserting animal genes, or like they have right now, they started off with a inserting mitochondrial DNA, which seems like a good idea if you get mitochondrial problems. But down the road, they're not interested in just curing disease, which would be a laudable thing. They want to change the very nature of what it is to be a human. That's very disturbing, isn't it?
It's completely disturbing, because they want to destroy, as I said, the last remains of not only the family, which they have already destroyed, but they want to destroy further the idea of men and women as right. Something that can work together in the kingdom of God, as is preached in the Bible, as is being preached
So some of the things I talk about are so far over the top that people can think they're crazy. And I mentioned this before, kind of, you know, just giving hints, that the evil on Earth is exoplanetary. In other words, if you actually know the high level, if you want to give mythology, for example, about the obelisk, which is the obal-esk, it's a phallic symbol of the Apollo, the sun god, who supposedly lived on Mars. You also have to understand that the worship of the ancient Naga in the Oceania, of the Chitahuri in South Africa, of the Dagon mythology in Palestine, you have to deal with it. It's the same amphibious Draco-reptilians from the star system Sirius B in the constellation the Belt of Orion. This is a very serious fact. And the fact that we see throughout every ancient holy book, including the Bible, that there is interaction with advanced exoplanetary beings that are very advanced and extremely evil is a fact. And people don't want to accept that, do they? They don't want to accept the fact that secret orders have known this forever. They don't want to accept the fact that there's been genetic engineering in the ancient past and on Earth. They don't want to accept the fact that we have infiltration and hacking of human consciousness that's been going on for umpteen millennia. And we call these people witches and warlocks, but because they work on the spiritual and the consciousness level of the beings. So when we look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, she is a person of clay and iron. Clay being human flesh, basically wetware, if you want to call it, for hacked human consciousness by transdimensional entities that control her. Now, the Bible talks about this, and they say they believe in Jesus, but they don't want to believe the fact that he crossed the Sea of Gennesaret or Galilee to go to the Gadareans to actually cast out a demon or a legion of demons into the pigs, and they committed suicide. The fact is that these people like Hillary Clinton and George Soros and Podesta are people of clay and iron. We're dealing with a form of evil that looks human, just like that movie a few years ago or that series on TV that looks human, but in fact, internally, there's a dark spiritual reptilian entity is inhabiting and avataring them and controlling their very actions. And people think, that's too crazy. You can't believe that. There's illness on a physical and physiological level you can actually identify with imaging studies and chemistry, but there's a spiritual level to this evil, and it's very real. It's not imaginary. It's very real, isn't it, Leo?
Well, it's very real, but at the same time we're facing a disaster here because a society driven in this way by this kind of occult ideals, it's not a society that can bring anything positive to mankind.
The first problem is they don't believe it. They look at people like me, and this is by the way, relatives, friends, and colleagues, they think of people like me as nutballs, that we must be psychotic because we know these things. We must be crazy. In fact, our craziness can make them do bizarre behaviors because they accuse us of bringing a level of awareness into the world of things that are very dangerous because they don't want to believe it. It's like, you know, you're living in, say, Bangladesh and you don't believe in tigers. And you can hear the tiger snoring outside and you can even smell them. And you know he can crash to the side of a little grass hut and eat you and your children. But if you close your eyes and hide in the corner of the grass hut, you figure the tiger won't get you. And that's how crazy this idea is that our society, literally, the alt-left actually will pretend that if they just kind of follow their orders, everything will be okay with the human race. It's not going to be okay. Because the ultimate plan is Satan and his minions and his beings that have inhabited and controlled our world for thousands of years is a galactic war that's involved with the spirit realm, the realm of consciousness, the realm of human biology, and even genetics. It's in the Bible, it says, that the sons of God took women from mankind and actually created the men of renown. You know, I mean, do they want to not believe the Bible? I mean, do they think, well, I throw that scripture over my shoulder because I don't want to believe that. That's too weird. Or the book of Daniel, it says, you know, they shall mingle themselves with the seed. If you actually look at the ancient Aramaic words and the ancient Hebrew words, you'll see that it actually meant not only genetic seed, but it also meant spiritual seed, the memes, the ideas, and the beings that literally inhabit and take over the being of people like Hillary Clinton. This woman has probably got a legion of demons in her. We have to understand this is reality. That's why her behavior is so bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's bizarre enough to think that at the moment we have still Obama in charge and that he hasn't really led us to know the truth about all this UFO cover-up that his administration wanted to finally disclose, you know, with the Podesta, who was one of the persons who had advocated the possibility of having some information about the UFO phenomenon through information, until recent times. Yeah,
do you know who's the most advanced other than NASA with knowing that information? The Vatican. If you go
The Vatican, absolutely.
Yeah, the Vatican, with their satellite.
Yeah, it came out by a friend of mine who is an expert. I talked about him. I mentioned him in Volume 1 of my confessions, called Roberto Pinotti, and he has released a very interesting book now in Italy about the Vatican and the UFO phenomenon. And very interesting.
Well,
because he's a military, he's a Freemason, so he brought some very interesting information on the table.
Inside information. Well, they have ancient books going back to Alexandria and before. They're collected in the Vatican Library. The Vatican statement that this Pope has actually said that these spirit beings from other worlds, these physical beings from other worlds, could evangelize our world with spiritual knowledge that we don't yet possess. And he's actually made statements that we can, quote, baptize some of these beings into our, quote, faith. So the Pope has said some such blasphemous things and such outlandish things. People dismiss and say, no, he's not psychotic, he's not on a day pass. If people like Deagle mentioned that he actually made the statement,
on
video, they think you're crazy. And like, you can see him on video making these statements, and it doesn't matter. The person that points it out, they're crazy because they actually point to the audio or video stream that says, look, he actually did this.
Well, I mean, now... Yeah, no, that's completely true. That's completely true. Absolutely, I can't say you're wrong. I mean,
it, though. The problem is that usually what they do is they want to kill the messenger. They want to say Deagle's crazy. You know, Leo Zagami is crazy. He just wants to sell books. Exactly.
This is this is the way the system manages to defend itself. That's why I try in my books at least to bring some consistency to what I'm saying, some documentation, some things that are unheard of because they were never really revealed to the public in a clear way. I try to bring this on the table, think that whistleblowers in this day and age, of course, there is Snowden, there is Assange, there is other people also that have done this whistleblowing. But I think whistleblowers have a very important role in modern politics.
You're a spiritual whistleblower. You whistleblow on the inside of the running the world.
Especially when it comes down to the Vatican. I've been an insider information. I gave inside information before others about certain things. And I think that in the end, people understood that I have very good sources within the Vatican. And the Vatican is a state. It's a state that works as a state. And they have ambassadors, they have, which I call nunzi apostolici, they have a whole structure, you know.
Exactly. Amazing discussion today, Leo. Thank you. Back in just a moment with more. If you have questions, 800-313-9443. This is an amazing discussion today, going much deeper. Back in a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Review a couple of important facts. And again, remember, a lot of people attack the messenger just for pointing out facts. There were over 70 leaders here last September, started the 120th Jubilee year since the birth of Adam, which by rabbinical scholars occurred on Sukkot, as well as the birthday of Jesus, 6 months different from the birth date of John the Baptist, was also on Sukkot, which is why the sheep were in the field. They were not in the wintertime, and certainly the feast of Christmas is around the feast of what's called Nimbus, the passage of winter, where they would, the sun would dance in the sky for 3 days, and the day was the shortest day of the year. It's actually the birth date, in a sense, of the satanic powers of darkness, or the rise of Osiris from the underworld. And this is an interesting factoid, that in a sense, Christmas is actually celebrating the birth of Satanism in the world. It's not celebrating the birth of Jesus, is it?
Well, that's one of the things that came out of a study originally that was done by a very important guy 120 years ago who brought up this theory. I mean, of course, what happened is that in the specifics of the 25th of December, we know that the Mithras cult, that of course, these links to the birth of the so-called birth of Horus and so on. I mean, a lot of pagan cults were simply brought into the Christian faith because, exactly, for convenience, they had to to absorb them, you know.
Right, because 90%
if they didn't absorb them, they will. Yeah,
90% of the new Christians in the church under Constantine, when he wanted to bring stability to the Roman Empire, was simply pagans, and he absorbed their pagan holidays, which was this Feast of Christmas. The actual feast, in fact, another interesting factoid is I saw the garments of the Pope that was brought around, and they brought him around in some kind of a, they marched him around so you can actually see him, not in a casket, but on some kind of thing, all dressed up. And he was dressed up, he looked exactly like Santa Claus. It's like, whoa, this is too bizarre, the red colors and all the other things. It's like, man, if he could actually get up from his position there and had a child on his lap, you'd think, Santa's come to town. So there's a lot of play on words here. That's why I often refer to Santa Claus as Satan's Claus. How's that?
Not bad.
And look at the commercialization that's occurred with it. I mean, we've now gone back to the idea we only get gifts for children, not adults. I think it's obscene what's going on with Christmas now, and it's been obscene for a long time. And it's, of course, to distract away from the very fact of what the gospel is and what Christian values are supposed to do to bring the world to a safe position so we don't die of genetic pollution. We don't die of a thermonuclear, biological, chemical, scalar, and geotectonic warfare where we've weaponized the planet. And we also recognize that we are interacting with advanced civilizations from other worlds that are both good and evil. We don't recognize that, do we?
Well, I think that the problem is, as I said before, in modern world, there's more and more persons living in the materialistic reality, in a reality that is not the spiritual one. The spiritual one has been kept away from us, as well as certain beliefs. This is facilitates, in the end, the possibility of controlling the masses, and controlling the masses is what they do very well in this new world order. Right. We seem to not be able to overturn completely the situation yet, because the majority of people out there still doesn't realize what's really happening. And so being, like you said, there is maybe we were talking in private about, you know, you have family members, maybe people that will not completely understand you or understand what you do. Nowadays, I have always been very public about my beliefs. Definitely, if you are a family member or you are a person close to me and don't realize what are my convictions, then I will not discuss them with you. But I believe that it's quite clear now that our position is becoming increasingly relevant in the modern world.
Yeah. In other words, if you don't understand the geopolitical, the secret order, and the spiritual aspect of this, it'll never make sense to you, right?
Yeah.
What's going on in the world. It'll never make sense if you just go so far and say, no, we can't go further. We can't include those as part of the drivers of what our reality is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
To be a supporter of NutriMedical.com, we'll support your health. You can email me any of your health issues, and I'll give you a free recommendation of specific nutraceuticals. Our next big sale is coming up the 29th of December, Thursday, read through to January 2nd, midnight. It's important for you to understand that we provide you a service here that's unique. 7-star medical-grade nutraceuticals, advanced protocols, recommendations for testing, and also recommendations of the kinds of other health providers you're going to require in order to seek your health, other technologies that we can provide directly to you, what we can recommend, and I'm also adding a Amazon store for specific equipment and things that we don't carry that would be well worthwhile for you to consider investing in. Now, be a NutriMedical Santa. We still have time to get orders out to you before Christmas. If you do have specials and you have, let's say, a 6-pack and you want it to go to 6 different people, just tell us, call us, give us the names and where you want, and we'll drop a card in and make sure that they know that these are gifts. You're sending them to make them retain their health. I just did an interesting article on Green Med Info last night, and I thought it was quite timely. I want to mention this before we get Tim on. We're going to try to get Tim on early. And it was a very fascinating article. It talked about the idea that diabetes medication isn't working, so what does? And it showed that 9.3% of Americans and 6.5% of Canadians suffer from diabetes. There's probably more diabetics than that. For the every diabetic, there's two that are diabetic that don't know. And if for every person who doesn't even have the diabetic criteria, which are 67 to 69% of Californians, according to UCLA, have either prediabetes or diabetes, a number of people have other disorders where they're not overweight, but they get dyslipidemia, they've got osteoarthritis, they have accelerating cataracts, they get vascular disease, they have other conditions such as congestive heart failure that are tied to failure caused by high blood insulin and other hormone imbalances. And I want to mention some of the things now. We've now noticed that the actual literature shows that many of the illnesses are not changed. For example, the death rate for many different types of conditions is not altered by the conventional drug treatment of diabetes. There's a few conditions that are altered. For example, people with type 2 diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to die of a heart disease. And what's interesting, the meta-analysis of 13 control studies, no significant benefit of drug treatment for cardiovascular death or deaths from any cause. Well, at first it looked like drugs like reduce the risk of non-fatal heart attacks. When only the high-quality studies were included, that apparent benefit disappeared. However, what now appeared was a 47% increase in the risk of congestive heart failure. Now, remember I mentioned congestive heart failure is congestive vascular failure. The blood vessels are not getting a tractile wave because they've lost the ability to protect against free radicals because of inflammation. They've lost the ability with nitric oxide. So I recommend, of course, our Cardiovasc and Supernox. We're also adding a special juice powder that I think is very helpful to give you the nitrates to act as a substrate. The high-quality studies on that and in the risk of congestive heart failure. So diabetes drugs do not reduce the risk of deaths from heart disease. They increase them. Isn't that interesting? And that's published in the British Medical Journal, 2011, July 26. A third systematic review and meta-analysis included 14 studies of type 2 diabetes. Its negative findings went even further. Not only did diabetes meds confer no benefit for fatal or non-fatal heart attack or stroke for death from any cause, the study also found insufficient evidence of reduced risk of retinopathy or nephropathy. It means losing your vision or your kidneys. The study found a 30% increase in the risk of severe hypoglycemia. That's BMJ 2011, volume 343. And if you're wondering why three studies published in 2011 that showed little or no benefit, the significant risk of diabetes drugs didn't send tremors down the medical community. It wasn't even news. 3 years earlier, the ACCORD study of 10,251 type 2 diabetics who were at high risk of heart attack or stroke found that the intensively targeted blood sugar reductions with drugs did not significantly reduce the risk of major cardiac events like fatal or non-fatal heart attacks or stroke. Shockingly, it did find that diabetes drugs increased the risk of death from any cause by 22% and from cardiovascular disease by 35%. And that's the New England Journal of Medicine, 2008, volume 358. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic compared the research published in the top journals between 2006 and 2015 to the recommendations made in medical guidelines. They include all the meta-analysis and systematic reviews of randomized trials. What they found was surprising and disturbing. Though most published statements, 77 to 100%, and guidelines, 95%, still unequivocally endorsed medical glycemic control, the evidence from the actual research found no significant impact of the medical approach. Controlling blood sugar by the medical approach did not significantly improve the risk of complications due to diabetes, including dialysis, kidney transplant, renal death, blindness, and neuropathy. As far as the cardiovascular risks associated with diabetes, though, there was a 50% improvement in the risk of non-fatal heart attack. There were no significant benefit for all-cause mortality, cardiovascular mortality, or stroke. The researchers concluded that there is a great discordance between the actual evidence based on research and the recommendations made supposedly based on the research. Circulations of Cardiovascular Quality Outcomes 2016, and that's just recently published. Now, of course, the The natural approach includes our approach, which includes things like diabetoline to lower insulin, minerals plus and chromium cruciferate, berberstatin to lower glucagon, things like leptin metabolic that from our lab in Europe that actually will lower insulin leptin resistance, and inflammation. Now remember, all diabetes is sugar elevations are because of a loss of GLUT4 transporter. And the reason why the GLUT4 transporter is because leukotriene B4 decreases the number of receptors. What's really going on in diabetes is you've lost the superoxide dismutase 1 and 2 enzymes, you've lost free radical control, and therefore you lose nitric oxide synthase in your blood vessel walls. So the reason why cardiovascular death does not decrease is because you haven't dealt with the free radical load that's occurring that can drive diabetes. You're just simply chasing the blood sugar issue. Or if you reduce the hemoglobin A1C, it doesn't mean that you've actually fixed the problem. Now, when we give things like Nutritrala, it actually reverses the problem with free radicals because it recycles your fat and water-soluble antioxidants. And so if you don't restore nitric oxide synthase, you don't restore what's called the failed vessels, which will result in cardiovascular death due to heart failure. Heart failure now, because of current approaches toward diabetes, has increased in our population in the last few years 400% faster than any other heart disease known. And the reason is their wrong-headed approach toward what is diabetes and what is heart disease, which is a failed vessels, not failed heart. The heart's trying to compensate. Now, I do have a caller, and let's see, what's your question? Bill in Wisconsin, traditional Catholic with a prayer from Leo the 14th in 1800s that states that the church would be infiltrated. That's interesting, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, am I on, Doc?
Yeah, you are on, yes. That's good.
Okay.
There's a lot of really good Catholic Christians, by the way. I want to endorse people to realize I was raised as a Catholic. I was an altar boy between 8 and 14. I was attacked by a priest in the vestment room. But I know a lot of good people that are Catholics. And I got to tell you right now, Catholics are more pro-life than the average so-called Christian in America. Three-quarters of the priests would invite me with open arms very quickly and easily and even help me set up. Probably less than 5 to 10% of the so-called Christians across America, when I traveled across the country, would set up so I could do pro-life talks. So I got to tell you, there's a lot of Catholics that if it wasn't for their pro-life approach, we wouldn't have anti-abortion laws in many states. So it's a very big deal. Please, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, it's Leo the 13th, Dr. Deagle. He put out a prayer September 25th, 1888, a prayer to St. Michael. Uh-huh. And he was asking for the intercession of St. Michael to help us with the powers and principalities that were ruling the earth even at that time.
Oh, but yeah. They were aware of it back then. Of course, they were aware of it, but nowadays the average secular person has no idea. In fact, if you or I mention it, you get persecuted by relatives, friends, and colleagues thinking you're a nutball or you must be psychotic if you mention that there's a hierarchy of dark powers that are non-physical. You must be crazy, even though the church and even every ancient religion has known it for thousands of years.
Absolutely, and the church fought it for thousands of years until they were infiltrated and taken over with Vatican Council II.
Exactly.
But anyway, in the prayer it says, that cruel, that ancient serpent who is called the devil or Satan, who seduces the whole world, was cast into the abyss with his angels. Behold, this primeval enemy and slayer of men has taken courage. Transformed into an angel of light, he wanders about with all the multitude of wicked spirits, invading the earth in order to blot out the name of God and of his Christ, to seize upon, slay, and cast into eternal perdition souls destined for the crown of eternal glory. This wicked dragon pours out as a most impure flood the venom of his malice on men of depraved mind and corrupt heart, the spirit of lying, of impiety, of blasphemy, and the pestilent breath of impurity and of every vice and iniquity. These most crafty enemies have filled and inebriated with gall and bitterness the church, the spouse of the Immaculate Lamb, and have laid impious hands on her most sacred possessions, in the holy place itself, where has been set up the see of the most holy Peter and the chair of truth for the light of the world. They have raised the throne of their abominable impiety with the iniquitous design that when the pastor has been struck, the sheep may be scattered. So then, you know, he calls upon, the forces of heaven to put an end to this. And this is 1888.
Oh, yeah.
He knew what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, most people, including not only non-Catholic Christians, believe that the prophecies of Malachi, the Irish Catholic monk, was true, because if you actually look at the list of names of all the popes that have gone through, we're at the end of the list. And we have to look at the actions of this pope. I mean, you know, what could be more blasphemous than his current behavior? What could be more anti-Catholic, even against the canon of the Catholic religion? What could be more anti-Christian in just a general sense, whether you're Protestant or Catholic or whatever? And what people have to understand is there's going to be consequences to this. God is a God of grace, but he's also a God of judgment. And in fact, I tell people the most effective prayer against your enemies is not to curse them. It's to pray for grace for them, because when grace runs out, the one who's the judge brings judgment. And right now, America is under great grace now with Trumpence. I call it the Trumpence of God. But God is holding back on judgment, depending on the response of people in the media and the powers that be in this country, to pray for our president and his administration and the movement to try to bring America back to a godly position where we outlaw abortion, we control our borders, we get rid of drugs that are destroying our young people, we decide to have policies that don't create regime change to balkanize places like the Middle East and kill. 500,000 Syrians have died. You know, I got Syrian blood. My great-grandfather was on my mother's side, owned the caravan that went from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year. I can tell you what's going on. The Christian Syrians are dying, and they won't even go to the camps because they'll be persecuted there, and they want to get out of the Middle East because they're being killed, like in Palmyra. So what's going on right now is, and people say, well, that can't happen. You know, it talks about Revelation 6, that, you know, how long, Lord, holy and true, before we are avenged, before our blood below the altar. And it talks about the fact that Christians, and during this great persecution time of the apostasy, are going to be beheaded and killed. You know, and it'll come to America if we don't repent. If Trump doesn't get in a second term, if we don't continue afterward with, let's say, a presidency, if we don't continue with a godly non-Democrat, because the Democrats are completely gone, and many of the Republicans have gone, too, over the edge. And we have to understand that without the grace of what would just happen, which is miraculous, we've been given a period. I was under such a state of stress. I've had insomnia before, but this stress was the greatest stress I think I've ever gotten in my whole life, is seeing this march of Hillary and the media and now even the CIA and the president doing everything they can, either before the election or after, to steal it. And the consequences of it are grisly. You know, we're talking about, you know, economic chaos, thermonuclear war, not only the physical death of the population, but spiritual death in the lake of fire forever, and destruction and annihilation. Because that's what's coming. We got 7+ billion people, and we're at the end of the age. This is it. This is not a rehearsal. People may want to think, well, you're crazy, Deagle, for pointing this out. I'm thinking, you know, I know as a doctor, if I can find hundreds of solutions to health issues, and as I said before on the show, which people find hard to believe, if you present me with any problem in any sphere of human influence, science or otherwise, I will provide you either an answer or a framework to find the answer instantly. And people say, well, you must be that smart. I said, no, I know the answer is 10% of the time, partially. God inspires me on the spot when I need to have the answers. And the reason why is because God is going to be there with us in this fire, like the fire for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're in a fire right now. There's a fire going on spiritually around us, and people don't grasp it, do they?
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, 2017 is going to be 100 years since the apparition of our Blessed Mother at Fatima. And I believe, you know, that 100 years is significant in that, you know, there was tremendous amount of sin and, you know, Freemasonry and things like that going on at that time. And I believe, you know, our Lord's hand was held back And this 100 years after the apparition at Fatima is going to be very significant.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I have no
you know, there are ever. Traditional Catholic groups out there, Doctor, that do not follow the Vatican. In effect,
no,
we
I mean,
say
they can't.
That the
they know
sea
that this is
vacant and has been since John the 23rd.
Right.
And consequently, you know, we uphold the traditions, hold fast to the traditions. You know, we drive.
Well, you know what, but also I want to make a statement here that's really important. Both from the Christian church, because there's a lot of apostate Christian churches, but the apostate portions of the Catholic, it says, get out of her, my people, Babylon the Great, lest
I
you
agree.
Share in her curses. And that
I
means
agree.
All us
and
Christians of whatever our background is, Catholic, Christian, whatever, including those who are even former Mormons, get out of those blasphemous apostate devils organizations and get into a relationship with the Most High God, because we are the bride.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Good Christians like Bill in Wisconsin are a good example of a response both personally and religiously to the terror of what's going on. And, you know, I don't appreciate when the secular people attack us as messengers to point out issues that are really serious. at this time and season of Christmas, we should be thinking about, although it's not the correct birth date, it is a time of year we can talk about Jesus and faith and belief and say Merry Christmas, as Donald Trump says. You have a statement, Bill. Go ahead, because I think you have, you know, you're trying to stick to the traditional, at least Catholic version of Christianity, which is really much against the, I call, satanic version that's being pushed by this current pope, and as you mentioned, several previous popes, because the office of the papacy has been vacant for quite a time now.
Yes, at least 50 years here since Vatican II.
Right.
We go to a group over in western Wisconsin that traces their apostolic succession to an archbishop of Vietnam by the name of Thuc, T-H-U-C. Now, he was the brother of Diem. You remember him, Doctor, don't you? President Diem, the CF, the CIA went in there during the Kennedy administration and eliminated their rule in Vietnam.
Right.
And Archbishop Thuc was out of the country at the time. So he went to Vatican II, saw that there was a change that was coming, which was anti-Catholic, anti-God, in essence. And he consecrated some bishops, and these bishops, in turn, have consecrated others. So there is like an underground Catholic church that exists in this country and throughout the world that is contrary to what the Vatican is doing and this Masonic infiltration that has occurred.
The fastest growing division of the Catholic Church that's in that realm is the Catholic Church in China.
What's that?
The Catholic Church in China is the fastest growing segment of Christianity on the planet, and it's not in line with the current Vatican.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's totally revolutionary, and you're right, spot on. The worst one of these so-called popes is Francis, and we right. don't believe he was validly ordained even a priest, let alone be pope. To be a pope, you have to be Catholic, and he has deserted Catholic doctrine. Consequently, he has no right to claim his position.
Right.
Now, in September of 15, when Francis came to the United States and he was fawned over by Obama and vice versa,
right.
He went to the U.N. and spoke before the U.N.
You're talking about last September.
I would say all good Christians, go to your Bible
right.
and look at the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 43.
Right. And by the way, his statements were supporting Agenda 2030 and the global population reduction and the global carbon credits and the global military force. Everything the globalist satanic empire wants to build, this satanic false prophet prophesied last September on the 120th Shemitah since the birth of Adam and the same birth date of Yeshua Jesus, the Father in the flesh. That's how crazy this is, but it's reality. And you can read it yourself. Don't believe me, the messenger. You can't kill the message by killing the messenger. It's still the message. Thank you, Bill, for calling in. Back in hour number 3, Tim Alexander will be joining us in just a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.